You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. A young whooping crane called number 1312 was released into the wild in October of last year in Wisconsin. It joined with five other birds and by the beginning of this year had ended up in the Everglades in Hendry County, southwest of Okeechobee. It's the farthest south the birds have been reported. Tom McKenzie is spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Southeast Region.
Our trackers, as well as the public, discovered that two of these cranes, these are the direct autumn release cranes, which are young of the year birds that go, they're basically on their first flight, on their first migration. They were the furthest ever south, and they made it all the way to the basically North Miami area.
And a lot of people saw these birds.
That's right. Two of them were fairly close to people, and so a lot of folks were observing them. And one of them was noticed limping for a while, and then just that injury seemed to get worse. And we made the decision to go ahead and capture the bird, which was a female, and go about the rehabilitation process, which the folks at Disney really helped greatly with.
Is that where it went for rehab?
Yes, and they actually removed the middle toe on the crane. It had gotten, something had gotten wrapped around it, a fishing line maybe, and it rendered the toe got infected and had to be taken off.
And the bird can function without that toe?
Yes. Remarkably, it's doing quite well. It wasn't favoring it at all. They really did a super job on the surgery.
And the crane has now been released, as I understand, in Tennessee?
That's right. It's doing well near the Hiawassee refuge that's run by the state of Tennessee. It's very close to that refuge along the border, along the river there. Though it's been kind of hanging out alone, as opposed to with a lot of the other sandhills or the whooping cranes that are at the refuge, she seems to be doing fine, according to our observer who just saw her yesterday.
What are the chances that she'll come back to Florida?
Very good. They'll go back possibly slightly different locations, but they'll generally learn the migration route and could be back next year.
Okay, what is involved in the rehabilitation? I know you have to be very careful not to make the bird dependent on people.
That's right. Whenever the bird doesn't have a hood over it, they try to put a hood over them to reduce the stress. Obviously, these are wild creatures. They have not been associated with people as much as possible. So when there is the need to have people around them, they actually wear a costume that makes them look like cranes.
How active is Disney in? I mean, I've heard about SeaWorld. This is the first time I've heard of Disney's participation in a wild animal rescue.
This is the first time for our whooping crane folks to work with them in this in-depth fashion. So we really appreciate they have offered before, and this they really came through in big bucks to help us out here.
McKenzie says whooping cranes were on the verge of extinction in the 1940s. Today, there are about 600 birds known to exist. 450 of them are wild. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.